So, what is your job title?
My job title is North America Key Accounts Sales Manager.
All right. And what are your main duties and responsibilities?
Main duties are looking after our national key accounts. What that means is accounts that have a buying office that's centralized and they have retail stores across the nation in US and Canada. So anywhere from a Zumiez and a Tilly's and a PacSun on the mall department side of things of that channel of business, and then on the department store side of things, Bloomingdale's, Macy's, Nordstrom, and we also work with other accounts like ThinkGeek, Box Lunch, which is a subsidiary of Hot Topic. We work with Disney and Best Buy as well.
All right, awesome. And why did you choose to work here at Nixon?
Chose to work here back in February 2009. Always wanted to be in the action sports industry. Funny story, basically took a customer service job and was not like, so my first job out of college, I was doing commercial real estate financing. And after a couple, layoffs and issues with the economy during 2008, took a job over at Trader Joe's just to keep the income coming in, and a secondary job before my wife and I were married. And somebody came through my line at Trader Joe's and worked at Nixon. I commented on her watch. We got to talking, kept in contact, and she put me in touch with Carol Rodriguez, who still works here over in customer service. She manages the sales ops side of things. She's the director for sales ops. She hired me in February of 2009 to be a customer service rep for Southern California.
Oh, nice.
And Hawaii.
Wow, that's really cool. And what is the purpose of this organization, do you think?
The purpose? From a product perspective, we sell watches. That's our biggest business. We also sell a lot of other non-watch accessories. So we are a premium accessories company, primarily rooted in action sports is where it kind of came from. And the future outlook for our organization is to grow our non-watch business beyond just the watch business. Watches are, over the last handful of years, has been a little bit of displacement in the marketplace based on the Apple Watch that has been introduced and so forth. So we think that, our biggest next venture is in the backpack space, growing our wallet business, growing our other accessories within our action sports market.
Nice. And what does it take to be successful in this organization?
I think the biggest thing is having the ability to learn, to want change, to affect change, to be adaptable. I think that's huge. You have a plan for what your day might look like, but in any organization that I've been a part of, especially this one, I think that that adaptability and ability to change, because so many different things happen from what you leave the night before and you have a checklist of things that you want to get done the next day. So you have your priority list. You always want to get that priority list done, but there's always a bunch of potentially fire drills that pop up, especially being in sales, different opportunities that pop up that you might want to take advantage of quickly, and so forth. So I think the biggest thing is being adaptable, highly skilled at learning, loving the iteration of change. I have never been a part of an organization that has constantly wanted to improve itself, other than being here, and that's why I've been here for almost a decade.
Oh, wow, nice. And then, so outside of the office and like in the office and like throughout business trips and things like that, what like personality traits, skills, or knowledge are important like to have?
Yeah, I think a lot of it embodies what I just kind of talked about. But I think, when you're dealing with customers, a lot of the, I almost look at it from a lens of, show must go on type thing, where things can potentially go wrong, internally and so forth. But that's kind of the behind the scenes stuff that, the people that are watching the show or buying from you as a customer don't necessarily know. So, from a sales perspective, you're constantly, talking about the brand and showcasing the brand and, in such a positive light. But in any organization, no matter what, there's always pros and cons that come with it and learnings and so forth. And I think those are maybe characterized as growing pains more than anything else. But I think it's having that positive mental attitude when you're out in the marketplace, especially with, a business that might be, going through some challenges right now, as I alluded to earlier, just market displacement from a watch perspective. So I think it's super important to have that lens, and also, know what you're on from a sales perspective, know what your menu is that you can offer to your customers. So not just knowing what the product is, but knowing everything that's there. You know, Brian White, our VP of sales, always brings it up, knowing the menu, or being in sales is almost like being a waiter at a really nice restaurant. You walk up to your customers and you know everything that is on the menu. You let people know what the specials are without having to know it. Some of the best, waiters will know what you're know what you're ordering without having to write it down, and everything will come out perfect. I think that's what we kind of strive to do from that perspective. And in knowing the menu, that's knowing the operational side of the business and what your timeline is to, get something done. And a lot of retailers will come to you with opportunities that you might not be able to get done at face value. But if you know the menu and you can bring the operational side of the business to the forefront of that conversation immediately, you can get results by saying, hey, you know what, we can't do that, but what about this idea? Because we can take that concept, layer this other idea into the mix, and maybe we can get it done in a different fashion. And I think that proves results.
All right, cool. Thank you.
You're welcome. Thank you.